Yes, I'm on my way. Yeah, I know I'm late. I'm hurrying. Yeah, I'm dropping him off right now. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Okay. Brayden, did you take your boots off again? Ugh, I'm going to be so late. Here, honey, where'd your boots go? Here, let me hurry. Please help me. Look, do you want your puppies? Look, let's take your puppies in. Come on, let's hurry. Come on, let's go. Honey, they won't fall off. I'll keep them on. Here, help me. Hurry, hurry, we got to go. You want your puppies? Look, here are your puppies. Get them, grab them. Come on. Ugh.
I can so relate to that. I'm sure many of you out there are thinking that that looked like your day today. It pretty much looks like my day every day, too. Well, if you're overwhelmed, we may be asking, what can we do about it?
Well, today on the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast, we're going to discuss exactly that.
This week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join John and Marty Copeland as they discuss biblical solutions to help you overcome everyday life challenges.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland and I'm joined today with my beautiful wife, Marty. Mom and Dad have asked us to host the broadcast this week, and so we're very excited and honored to be able to do that. We're going to be talking about overcoming everyday life challenges. And so today happens to be about stress. Stress causes a lot of other problems in your life, potentially with health problems, family problems, because when you're stressed, you have a tendency to be irritable, work problems.
You're not talking about me, are you?
No, I didn't mean to look at you when I said that. But stress causes many different problems in people's lives. In fact, Marty, I'll just read you some things here. Chronic stress has been called America's number one health problem and has been estimated to cause 75 to 90% of doctors' visits. About one-third of Americans feel they are living with extreme stress. Money and work are the leading causes of stress. And stress causes more than half of Americans to fight with people close to them. So stress, and I don't think you'll ever get stress completely out of your life because, I mean, if you just follow what God tells you to do, He calls you to do the impossible. And if you're not careful, you can let that stress you. And so it's not necessarily eliminating stress as much as it is how do I cope with it and how do I deal with it and how do I let it or not let it affect me? Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think that the most important thing is just to understand that we have peace. We have a covenant of peace with Jesus. And then if we just walk in that understanding of what peace is, and, you know, life is so stressful. I love the open on the broadcast today because that truly does look like my life. And you can attest to our three children and our busy lives. And there's so much potential stress there. And as you said, if you let things get out of balance, then you just get emotionally upset, take it out on each other. But if we stay connected to the peace of God, which is what we really want to talk about today, then we stay in that place of peace and we can handle it.
I know, like with us, you know, our kids, they're in sports and, you know, with things with school and juggling that with work. And I try to be involved as much as I can in my children's lives and, you know, going to their practices, going to their games. But, I mean, it's like you just become a chauffeur service.
Yeah.
You know, we have a 6, 8, and 14-year-old. And so it's just, you know, you're going in several different directions. And I think part of that, too, is, yes, we want to be involved. Yes, we want them to do what they want to do. But there comes a point when you have to learn to say no.
Yeah.
Is that part of your teaching today is learning to say no?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm qualified to teach on it, but I'm going to teach on it anyway because I'm 44 and I'm just now learning how to say no myself. But, you know, as a matter of fact, John one time said to me, he said, Marty, this is a few years ago, and I'm, you know, called to ministry, so I do some traveling and speaking and do television, which can be potentially stressful. I'll just let you know in case you've never done it. And, you know, first and foremost, trying to be a godly wife and a good mother to my children and go to everything. And John said, "You may tell you why you're so stressed out? Because you never tell anybody no." And it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Except me. Sometimes you tell me no.
Yeah, I tell him no.
But you know, you're busy with everybody else stuff.
So anyway, the point is that, you know, the truth spoken in love, it cuts you like a knife. And I'm telling you, God used those words to open my eyes. And I got a hold of a book called Boundaries by Dr. John Townsend. And this book, the Lord used it in my life to teach me about saying no and how to draw some boundaries. And as I realized that, you know, God gives us responsibilities in life. In the Garden of Eden, He told Adam and Eve to take care of the garden and take dominion over the earth. So He gives us responsibilities. We have to fix our family food. We have to be a good wife. We have to take care of our children and their clothes. And there's a lot of everyday responsibilities. So it's not about not having responsibilities, but it's about learning what God has really called us to do in our lives and drawing healthy boundaries. Because when we don't say no to people, we get under too much pressure and under too much stress. So, John, I'd really like to talk today about the scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, because the Lord used this in the last few years. I believe that I have really gotten a hold of a revelation of peace in my own life. And this is just such a great scripture, and I like to look at it in the Amplified. It says, this is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. It says, "And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and wholly consecrated to God, and may your spirit and your soul and your body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, what we need to see from this scripture in relating it to overcoming everyday stresses in our lives or everyday challenges is that God came to separate us from sin, spirit, soul, and body. And He came to separate us from stress and from pressure in our lives. And He does that in our spirits. When we get born again, we're separated from sin in our spirits. How does He separate us from stress and from pressure and from sin in our minds? Well, the Word of God says that we're supposed to think on what is good and think on what is pure. And the Word of God says that we're supposed to renew our mind to His Word. So, you know, John, when you're dealing with all these everyday pressures of life, like financial pressure and different burdens in life, your mind has too much weight on it. It's like it takes on the burden of worrying. And the scripture tells us in Philippians to be anxious for nothing. We're not supposed to worry about anything, but we're supposed to, through prayer and supplication, make our requests known unto God. And that when we pray and ask God for help, then we can rest in the assurance that He's heard our prayer. And when the scripture says that we're supposed to be separated from sin in our spirit, in our soul, and in our body, well, you know, we separate ourselves from sin in our body really by keeping our mind renewed so that we make the right decisions. So if you're suffering from financial pressure, which, you know, John's going to do a great job on Friday. I know he really gets into talking about finances on Friday and how to overcome everyday life challenges, so you don't want to miss that broadcast. But when we talk about financial burdens and financial pressure, John, I think the most important thing to realize is that we have to keep our mind renewed to the Word of God, so that if we get under pressure financially, we better be using our faith. We better be understanding that this covenant of peace that God gave us, where Jesus is our wholeness, our peace, if we want to be whole financially, if we want to be whole in our body or physically, mentally, spiritually, we have to understand that Jesus is our wholeness, He is our peace, that we have a covenant of wholeness and peace. And we have to seek the Lord in the Word of God to find out, you know, if the main pressures that you deal with are financial, well, then you better be renewing your mind to God's Word, that it is His will for you to prosper and be in health. And if you'll keep your mind filled with scriptures on prosperity, on how God meets your needs according to His riches and glory, that helps alleviate the reaction that you have to those pressures.
Well, the worry is the opposite of faith.
That's right.
It's fear in the fact that whatever the problem is something you can't contain, or it could be real bad, or, you know, you're sitting there, and there's nothing worse than laying in bed at night thinking about a problem, worrying about it. How am I going to do that? How am I going to resolve this? I don't see any way out. And you just sit there and you wind up staying awake, not getting enough sleep, which makes you more stressed. And it's really the opposite of faith. If you're in faith, then you don't have to lay there worried about it. You pray about it, you roll the care of it over on God, and you let Him deal with it. Now, what that does, though, is it gives Him the ability to get in there and work on your behalf.
Let your faith work for you.
Yeah, instead of you just trying to worry and think through, how can I get through all this? Instead, you just let that faith go, and then you can go to bed at night. I mean, I have people, you know, I've been through it. I know people that have been through it who, you're stressed out about a situation, but then they come to that realization that I'm not in faith, I'm in fear. Mm-hmm. And they deal with it, and they have an attitude change about it. And then it's like their whole life changes as far as the way they feel, the way they talk. But the situation hadn't changed yet. But it almost never fails. That situation's going to change because you're in faith now instead of fear. And so if you're in that position right now, I want to encourage you to pray over it, roll the care over it on God, and say, Jesus, I give you this care. I'm not going to take that. You know my situation. You know my needs, and I want you to help me, and you take that from me, and then you rest in it. When you feel that burden coming back, when you feel that those thoughts, then you speak the words out of your mouth, whatever the scripture is you're standing on, and God will take care of it for you.
Most people have the idea that fear is only there when you're frightened. No, fear was there as a reason you got frightened. Fright don't work if there's not any fear there. There's no torment, then the tormentor doesn't have anything to torment you with. The torment is the challenge against the Word. And if you have ever violated the commandment of love without repenting, then fear is present. Because it takes the love of God to keep it up. Faith filled with love will overwhelm it and overcome it. The love casts it out. Love flushes it out of there. But you're going to have to stay with it long enough to where you get rid of the mind symptoms of it. A lot of it's habit. Worry is a habit. Job got into that habit, like killed everybody around him. Because Satan is a killer.
You don't want to be in the habit of being worried. And if you're already in that place where it's a cycle, I mean, it's something you do, you just do it without thinking about it. I mean, it's just, you worry. You need to break that habit. And the way that you can break that habit is by entering into God's rest, by putting God's words in your mouth instead of words of fear and doubt and unbelief. Let me read to you here. This is Hebrews 4:9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. So, I mean, you have to force yourself into that place of rest until it becomes like if worry can become a habit, rest can become a habit as well.
Yeah, your dad's been preaching on that for so long and done such a great job. And the revelation, well, I got several, but several revelations that I got from listening to Kenneth preach on that was that it takes faith to enter into the rest. When it says, let us therefore labor to enter into the rest of God, well, that sounds contradictory. I have to work to rest. But the fact is that we use our faith to enter into the rest of God. And that means, John, that our labor or our work is that we have to spend time in God's Word. We have to spend time in prayer. We have to roll the care of our works over on you. When it says, cease from our own works, well, if you're working and you're sweating and you're striving and you're toiling to meet your financial needs, you're not using your faith. You're not resting in God.
I'm not saying don't go to work.
No. No, I'm saying when you're working in your mind, when you're worrying and you know, staying up late at night and thinking about things, it's like you're working the problem. But what your dad was saying when in his teaching is that faith rests, and it rests in the assurance that if we pray for something and roll the care of it over on the Lord, that God's Word is true. And what He's promised us, He's able to perform His Word. The Scripture says that God watches over His Word to perform it. So if we're actively in the Word of God, increasing our faith, hearing the Word, faith comes by hearing, confessing the Word. Where is faith? It's in our heart. It's in our mouth. If we speak the Word, then we rest in the fact that God is watching over His Word to perform it. We don't have to perform it. That's the rest. It's not our performance. It's just our faith in God's promises, faith in the covenant to know. You have to know that you have a covenant of prosperity. You have to know that you have a covenant of peace. You have to know that you have a covenant of health. You have to know God's promises in order to meditate on God's Word and allow your faith to grow. And as faith grows, you enter into that peace of God that passes all understanding. You know, Isaiah 54 talks about how when God flooded the earth, and it talks about Noah, and it says that we have a covenant of peace, that, you know, God promised that He would never again be angry with us, that we have this covenant of kindness and peace. And John, that it's like 1 Thessalonians that we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast. God sent Jesus to make us whole, and He makes us whole, spirit, soul, and body. So this wholeness, we should experience it in our everyday lives. We should experience it with our family. We should experience with our marriage. How do you experience wholeness with your marriage? You pray over those things you have challenges with. It's like your dad said a while ago, you walk in love. You don't get out of the love walk. And you keep your faith built up. You know, there's a scripture in Romans 12:18 that says, if it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. And we were talking about boundaries at the beginning of the broadcast. Is, you know, in order for us to live peaceably with each other, mm-hmm. you can't control the other person, but you can live peaceably with someone as far as your boundaries are concerned. If you have problems in your marriage, if you're, you know, in strife, if you're in stress, if you're burdened by issues in your marriage, well, you can't control the other person. We're not supposed to control other people, but you can live peaceably with other people by having those healthy boundaries. And if you're up against a situation that you can't deal with or it's out of your control, you can peaceably remove yourself from the situation. Just don't say anything hateful. Keep the love walk, but just simply remove yourself from the situation.
What are some other things you can do that help your body deal with stress? I mean, you know, just going to work in the family, and maybe you're not worried, okay? Maybe the worry doesn't really have it a big part of it. It's just trying to keep up with everything.
I am so glad you asked.
How do you do that?
I am so glad he asked that, because John has almost stuck my running shoes in my face before. Like, get out the door and go run. You need a stress reliever. You know, exercise, to me, is the number one thing that we can do in the natural arena of just causing a physiological reaction that de-stresses our body. Did you know that exercise creates a chemical reaction in your body that is a morphine? It is a painkiller. So when you start feeling, or at least when I should say when I start feeling like things are too much for me, the burden of life is getting too strong for me, I have trained myself to know that if I can go break a good sweat, if I can go get 20 to 40 minutes of cardio exercise and hit my target zone, that I am going to create painkillers in my body. And it literally makes me feel euphoric. I just have this breakthrough. I know you do the same
it
thing.
It does the same for me. And I think, too, probably not only exercise, and it doesn't have to be go to the gym and hit it hard for an hour. It can be, you know,
go
take
outside.
Your family and go for a walk.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Just do something to get out, to move around, to get some fresh air. But also your diet plays a big part of that as well, doesn't it? I mean, I could imagine that caffeine, if you're drinking, you know, these energy drinks, and that's going to keep you up at
it's
night.
It's going to stress your body.
You're going
that's
to be laying
does.
There thinking at night while you should be sleeping, maybe stressing and worrying. It stresses your body. It gives you an up, but then it crashes. What else can you do?
All the chemicals that we take in foods and drinks, they stress our body. We're stressed out, so we need a pick-me-up. So we turn to these things for a pick-me-up, and what are we doing? We're creating more stress in our body. You know, I am so excited that I finally have a new product. And this product is about becoming whole, spirit, soul, and body. It ministers to the whole person in our spirit, in our soul, and in our body. And we're going to talk about that for just a minute at the end of the broadcast. But the reason I mention it is because it's important, ideally, if we can incorporate faith and incorporate our relationship with God into our time at the gym or into our healthy eating, use our faith to eat healthy, use our faith to exercise, and then we receive more peace, spirit, soul, and body. Listen, we're not just separated from sin spiritually, mentally, and physically, but we're separated to God. We're separated, sanctified, and separated to peace, to wholeness. God wants you whole, not just spiritually, but mentally and physically. So I think this peace that we've talked about, this rest that we've talked about, is such an important part of our mental wholeness. But I think, too, exercise, like this endorphin, this morphine that your body creates, that's a part of your mental wholeness. If you can learn to use exercise as a stress reliever instead of turning to caffeine or sugar, but know that if you can go get just a few minutes of exercise, you're going to have more energy, you're going to have a different mental outlook, and of course you're going to improve your health all at the same time.
Yeah, I think also probably some deep breathing, mm-hmm. You know, just taking a minute at work or whatever and just get you about 10 good deep breaths.
Greatly.
But one thing that is probably the utmost is praying in the Spirit. And just spending that quiet time with God and just praying in the Spirit and just relaxing and letting all that go and just coming to that place where you're at peace.
At rest, spirit, soul, and body.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
I would say lack of sleep is probably the biggest stressor in my life. With him, some days he sleeps great during the day, and some days he doesn't have a nap at all. And then some nights he sleeps through the night, and some nights he's up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I would say that's probably the biggest stressor right now is just lack of sleep.
If you hold all that stuff in, you won't have, you know, to me it's like you don't have the energy to do the things you want to do. So it kind of brings you down from the inside out.
I believe in prayer. It's one of my best things for stress.
Trying to take time to myself with 4 children I don't get a lot of, but walking around, doing something like this, going outside. Actually, the best stress reliever for me is exercise. So that would probably be the best release for me.
From Faith to Fit, Marty Copeland's 90-Day Weight Loss Challenge. This powerful guide includes the tools to get started and keep you moving in the direction to fully manifest the temple you are. Learn to fuel your body for fitness with this nutrition guide and an eating out guide that includes scripture references, healthy recipes, what to choose when you're on the go, and much more. With 3 different levels of endurance on this 45-minute workout DVD, you can start slow and work up to your fitness goals. Also learn to tighten your abs and strengthen your core with a special Pilates training DVD. This 90-day devotional includes scripture references and thought-provoking questions each day. In this DVD, Marty shares her testimony and teaches spiritual understanding needed for every area of life, including weight loss. A CD version is also included. Keep track of your progress with a food and exercise journal to uplift your spirit and keep you motivated.
And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
To order the From Faith to Fit 90-Day Weight Loss Challenge, log on to kcm.org and order online. This groundbreaking package from master personal trainer and fitness counselor Marty Copeland has the tools you need to be healthy, spirit, soul, and body. To request your program by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or if you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Request your package today.
You know, a lot of people may not realize it, but Marty dealt with an eating disorder and a weight problem for many, many years. It was something in her life that was a struggle for her. She didn't know how to get out of it. She, you know, dieted. She did this. She did that. And it, God showed her a way and showed her basically the formula. It's not just a physical problem. It's a spiritual problem. And so he was able to teach her that. And in doing so, this is kind of a culmination of this product is a culmination of that. All the stuff you've been learning about health and fitness and weight loss and dieting and eating correct. I mean, plus the spiritual aspect of it.
Well, you know, and I'm going to just share with you, for those of you that don't know me, I would never create something just to create a product because my life is too potentially stressful and it takes too much time. But God has called me to help Christians get victory in their eating and get set free spiritually. So I'm so excited that today and all week we're going to be advertising this new product that is designed to make you whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, from the nutrition guide and the recipes and the fast food guide to the spiritual teaching. It's really designed to help you understand what spiritual freedom is all about, renew your mind to God's Word, to change your thinking about eating and exercise, and to use your faith to get set free.
Well, I think it's going to help a lot of people. Why don't we pray right now? Let's pray over the people out there watching, and let's pray and agree with them for the ability to handle the stress and reduce the stress in their life.
All right.
Will you do that for me?
Sure, yeah. I'd be glad to pray for you. Well, Father, John and I set our faith in agreement with every viewer, every listener, Lord, that we just believe that we have a covenant of peace with you, of wholeness, spirit, soul, and body, and that it's our faith that makes us whole. So, Father, we receive it by faith. We receive total peace spiritually, total peace in our soul, total peace in our body, total peace socially and in our finances, and we receive it now by faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Well, thank you for praying that with us. Now listen, all this week we're going to be talking about overcoming life challenges. And so tomorrow we're going to be talking about health and fitness tomorrow, about losing weight and how to deal with that. And then we're going to be talking about Wednesday and Thursday, and we're going to talk about family and marriage and getting along with each other. We'll have a guest in to help us with that. And then on Friday,
which we need, you'll see.
You'll get to see a live counseling session with us. And then Friday, we're going to talk about finances. And if you miss any of them, you can always go to the website. You can look it up and watch them all. Watch them over and over if you want to, or email it to a friend. But I'm glad you joined us today. Thank you. And this is John and Marty reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.